Welcome to the Down and Dirty Podcast, the ultimate guide to modern midlife dating. I'm your host, Celeste Moore, and I'm here to help you navigate the challenges of today's dating world. Think of me as your female version of Hitch, but better. With over 16 years of experience as a certified image consultant and dating coach, I've got the inside scoop on what women want. In this podcast, we're diving deep into the world of healthy masculinity and modern dating. It's a fast-changing industry, and here you'll find personal stories, expert insights, and candid conversations that will empower you to take control of your dating life. There's never been a better time to achieve your desired outcome, whether it's marriage, finding a significant other, securing a life partner, or simply regaining your dating confidence. We're here with you twice a week to explore the viewpoints and challenges in today's dating arena that resonate with every man seeking dating success and love. So let's dive into today's episode. We've got an exciting discussion lined up for you. Get ready for the double D's of dating, where dating dilemmas turn into dating triumphs. Welcome to another episode of the Down and Dirty Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Celeste Moore. And today we are diving into the topic of image consultant versus personal stylist. Discover why perfecting your image goes beyond the closet. It's truly about crafting a story that's uniquely yours. And let's explore how image consulting isn't just about a wardrobe change, but it's a life-changing journey. So welcome to the ultimate guide to becoming the best version of yourself. So I want to talk about the differences between image consulting and personal stylist. And I get asked the question all the time. What's the difference between a personal stylist and an image consultant? And actually, what does an image consultant actually do? So let me discuss in a quick little paragraph the difference of the two, and then I'm going to kind of get into more about what image consultants do. So an image consultant works by enhancing a person's image through their appearance, their behavior, and communication. We offer a holistic approach, meaning we look at the whole picture of how you are representing yourself in this world of your personal life, professional life, and how you are showing up. Now, a personal stylist focuses primarily on fashion, the trends, personal shopping, styling people on their wardrobe. So personal stylists, you're going to find that work at Neiman Marcus or Saks Fifth Avenue. And those are the people that work there that will help you create a look based on the wardrobes that are in a store or the current wardrobes. Now, the one thing that's flawed about that, well, there's actually a couple things that's flawed. You know, they can be great at finding pieces to fit you, the right size, the right length. They may have a tailor on site, but they don't know your colors. They don't know if that's going to wash you out or make you look old, or if that's a color that is just going to take away from someone speaking to you because it's so obnoxious and all they can focus on is that shirt. And they also, another pitfall, in my opinion, is that they focus on the trends, what's in, but the trends may not fit your body type. It may actually be the worst thing for you. So there are some issues that I have with just a personal stylist that doesn't have the education behind them to know these things, whereas an image consultant does. An image consultant offers a broader range of services that goes beyond a wardrobe selection, including body language, etiquette, communication skills. So etiquette can be dating etiquette, business etiquette, dining etiquette. Yes, I've been educated in all of those. Also, reading face features, which is so cool. Based on the type of nose or where your eyes are set or how big a feature is on your face, you can tell so much about someone before you even speak to them. Nonverbal, verbal communication is huge. Body language. How are you showing up based on your body language? And that sends a message. The colors you wear send a message. If something doesn't fit you properly, it's sending a message. So we look at the whole picture. We look at the holistic approach of everything that works around your personal brand. So that's also what's going on with your closet. Let's take things out that don't work. Let's put things in that do work. That does include personal shopping. That does include finding the right style for you, for your body shape, and the right colors for you. And that can be an on-trend item. But we also teach people to buy quality over quantity. So your style, your personal style, will never go out of style. It will never be a trend. Now, it may change a little bit as you move in from, let's say, 30 to 50 or 20 to 40, depending on your lifestyle. So we take in every aspect, your lifestyle, your career. Are you single? Are you dating? What do you want to bring into your life? How do you want to market yourself? And where do you want to market yourself? So it's a very in-depth process, but working with an image consultant can only bring huge, huge value to your life. Like I said, personal stylists focus solely on fashion and wardrobe. And that's very limited, in my opinion. It's limited because, like I said, a trendy piece might be ruffles and you're maybe large up top, and ruffles aren't going to work for you. It's going to make you look larger. So they don't understand the ABCs of styling, whereas image consultants, we do. And the ABCs are: you accentuate certain qualities, your assets that you have. We balance things that need to be properly proportioned. And we seek camouflage things that aren't necessarily working for us. And we can do that solely with our clothes. And that's so fun. I mean, why wouldn't you want to bring your best version of yourself in every aspect of your life? So those kind of are the difference. Personal stylists aim to improve one's wardrobe according to their current trends and their personal taste. So think about when you go to Saks Fifth Avenue and you see some clothes on the rack that you love and you bring them back, and maybe they just don't work on your body. But that stylist might come in there and try to sell you something because maybe they just want to get the commission, or maybe they have an idea in their head of what they think looks good on you. And then you get home and this clearly doesn't work. So I'm not saying there aren't good personal stylists. And I think there's some great ones that work in fashion editorials, that work in some type of industry that they've been working on for years. And so they have an eye. They know what's in. They know what's the newest trendy piece. And so that might work well to sell the clothes in editorial or fashion shoots. But when someone goes to shop that look because they're like, I like this item, this clothing item, because it looks fantastic on JLo. But then you go to try it on and you still want it because JLo wore it. But it doesn't do your body justice. So think about that for a minute. What would you rather? Would you rather have someone that has knowledge of what best suits you and your unique style and your unique curves and your unique structure and all of those things? Or would you want something just because it's on trend or it's in the store or a celebrity wore it? Well, in my opinion, I would want something that works well for me because I want to stand out as the best version of myself. I want to talk about a few client transformations and what that looks like. Now, I'm just going to talk about the first thing that I offer is a color analysis. And it is a 4x4 certified color analysis, the only certified one in the globe. And I feel so honored to share that certification. And the 4x4 is there's 16 different families of color that you can live in. And I remember one of my clients who came in and was so curious to know his colors. He was so excited. He wanted to know what made him look the best so he could project this beautiful, like authentic, confident self that he wanted to leave on everybody, you know, leave this lasting impression that he's this confident person that's a go-getter and he's going to get that job. And so we did his colors, and the look on his face, like many other clients, when they actually see the right colors, on their body, up to their face, and what that does for them. So this particular client was wearing, let's see, an army green t-shirt. And for some reason, it was a great color. But when you look in the mirror in the right sunlight, it created this look under his eyes that appeared to have a green tint. Like his bags under his eyes were green. And then when you put the right color up to him, it took it away. And he was like, oh my God, I've never noticed that about wearing this shirt or these colors. He pulled cool colors, and this was a warm color, which had a yellow green versus a blue green. And we put the right colors up and it disappeared. And he was like flabbergasted. And to see, first of all, the recognition of why the colors matter. And when he put the right colors up, he sat up straighter. He smiled. He looked in the mirror and he was very confident and happy that he knew what looks best on him. So that's just one client transformation. And then there's another one of my absolute favorites, and I have many, 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 but I'm just going to tell you one last client transformation. I worked with this client for years. We would go personal shopping about 3 times a year, and we're in some department store in New York. And this client of mine would just completely, utterly trust me, and whatever I said worked for him. But I had him always look at himself in the mirror, because that was really important to me, that he would see the things that I was teaching him so that he would understand. So he didn't necessarily need me. He just liked to have my professional opinion, and he loved to go shopping with me because personally, I feel like he hated shopping by himself. So this happened to be like maybe year two, and he would not look in the mirror. He didn't want to look at himself. He would just say, okay, whatever you think, let's get it. And then by year two, he looked at himself in the mirror and about dropped to the floor, because this was such a huge moment that he actually looked at himself and he said, yeah, this looks good on me. And it was that little moment of him recognizing that he was of value and he felt confident and he felt attractive, made such an impact on me, because this is truly why I do what I do. I'm so passionate about bringing these people to life, to bring their true self, their authentic self, by dressing them and by showing them what certain colors do for them. So that was another huge client transformation. It was that little moment that made all the difference in the world. You know, we as image consultants impact personal satisfaction, confidence, and professional success. The last guy that I told you is very high up in his position, and most of my clients are. They're successful. But when it comes to either feeling worthy if they're single and they're dating, or maybe they're kept moving up in their career, but they've never stopped to realize that maybe they need to start dressing differently as they become more important in their job. So why image consulting is the superior choice, in my opinion, is because we bring a holistic approach to image consulting, and there are long-term benefits for personal development and career advancement. You know, this is not just you come shopping with me once and we find you an outfit that's on trend, that's in the store like a personal stylist would. I'm teaching you the invaluable tools that you can take with you for the rest of your life. Your colors are never going to change. Your body type might change, but 99% won't. The only time that you'll change drastically is if maybe you gain some weight or lose some weight, but the basic type, the basic structure is not going to change. And this has lasting effects on your personal life, your career, your continuous professional and personal development. So in my opinion, image consulting is truly the superior choice. Now, image consulting can also lead to improved interpersonal relationships, higher self-esteem, better first impressions, better lasting impressions. We always talk about how first impressions are the most important. They are, but your lasting impression is the most important. So The first impression is for someone seeing your colors and how you're dressing and your body language. But when you're lasting impressions, that means you spoke to them. So it's your communication skills, eye contact, handshakes, remembering their name. All of those things play a part in what we teach as image consultants. So this to me is invaluable. And I just want to talk about the main points, the main difference. Image consultants have a holistic approach, anywhere from color to style to fashion to wardrobe to audit closets to personal shopping to dating etiquette, dining etiquette, business etiquette, workshops, speaking on stage, what's your digital brand look like? It's a whole look. How are you marketing yourself? It's even businesses too. And a personal stylist is somebody that focuses on fashion, trends, wardrobe, and shopping. And I invite you listeners to reflect on your own goals and how an image consultant could achieve them for you. Listen, I want to thank you all for listening here today. I hope you learned something about the difference in personal stylists and image consulting and realize what are your goals and what and how could an image consultant benefit you. So stay tuned to the next episode. Until then, keep exploring, keep listening, and have an amazing day. Bye. If you enjoyed today's episode and want to support podcasts like ours, then please hit that subscribe button, leave a 5-star rating, and/or invite others to listen. Your support is what helps us grow and continue to bring you valuable content. Thanks for hanging out with us on today's episode. Let's stay connected. You can find me on Instagram at Celeste Moore Image, and I'd love to hear your thoughts on today's discussion. For all the links, resources, and additional information mentioned in this episode, check out the show notes on my website, celestemoore.com. That's all for now, but stay tuned for our next episode where we'll dive into more exciting topics. Until then, see you next time, friends.